question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for staying with us through the break. Robert, Mary with you for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Many travelers think, oh, it's never going to happen to me, but the reality is you really never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it gives you a lot of protection in different ways.
You know, folks, it really does. You've heard us traveling to so many different places over the past month, and we've certainly had our policies in place. Whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, back in mid-May, Baseball Digest's Rick Cerrone joined us to talk about museums and activities to experience at MLB parks. We got a lot of positive feedback on that segment from many of you, and that got us thinking about something that's also popular, family or friend trips to visit all 30 ballparks in the U.S. and Canada. So joining us on the show hotline for our latest Personal Connection episode are Stan and Eric Fritzstein, who've done just this, along with a family friend and their son as well.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Stan and Eric. It's nice to meet you both electronically.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So, Stan, I'm going to start with you. Baseball is a big thing in our family. Robert and I have two sons. We've been to many games. Nothing compared to what you and your son have done. We know it's a travel bucket list item for a lot of baseball fans to go enjoy a game in every ballpark across the country and Toronto as well. I just want to lay this out for people listening. You and Eric traveled over 25,000 miles, 19 states in a decade to visit every single Major League Baseball stadium. When you think about those travels and accomplishing that kind of a goal over 10 years, I'd love to know just some of your feelings about the whole thing that you're comfortable sharing with us.
Well, I thought it was astounding that we were able to do it because when we started, you know, Eric and his friend were 8 years old, and we didn't even know if they'd be interested in going the next year. We made it interesting, and as we step back and think about all the things we saw and did, well beyond baseball. Baseball almost became a foil for the rest of the trip. It's pretty astounding that a couple of kids that young were able to see things that they probably never would have seen in their lives well beyond baseball games.
Well, yeah, and I want to pick up on that. So, Eric, you know, as Mary mentioned to your dad, you know, we do have two sons, and over the years we've enjoyed a number of games at different ballparks. The Yankees, I'll just tell you up front, they're one of my vices in life. And although I haven't been to every stadium, you know, I've probably been to 20 or more, I would say, at this point. It's always a lot of fun to go experience a new ballpark, the cultures, their fans, the food, the unique things each stadium offers, and a lot more. But it's also a terrific way to go experience a city because you may only spend 4 or 5 hours or whatever at a specific ballpark, leaving most of the day free, you know, and maybe you're there a day or two. So I'd like to know, Eric, from your standpoint, how much of an education did you and your dad get and your friend on America through your baseball stadium travels?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. Kind of like you said, just being able to experience the cultures all around the country and different cities really opened my eyes a lot because the area I'm from in the L.A. area is kind of almost like a bubble, and I didn't realize there was more really outside of that, so it was really cool to get a chance to see a lot of the rest of the country, and being able to do that with my dad was an unreal experience, of course. And just from an educational standpoint, I mean, it was really cool being able to see things I was learning about in school. I think my dad touches on it in the book, but I was able to see the spot where JFK was assassinated. Then I was able to go see the car that he was assassinated in at the Henry Ford Museum in Detroit. And then I was able to go back down to Arlington and see where he was buried. So just kind of connecting the dots throughout history like that is just an awesome experience for a kid.
Absolutely. I think travel is so good for that, connecting real experiences back to the classroom.
And getting out of the textbooks
and getting out
and
of
living
the textbook, yeah. So, Stan,
exactly.
I honestly can't imagine, when I saw that it was 10 years, this is an amazing amount of planning had to have gone into this. Did you have a plan from year to year or a strategy about picking which ballparks you were going to hit first and what you were going to see along the way? And any tips for our listeners, if this is something that they're in the process of doing or would like to do it, any advice you can give them on planning?
Well, it's a great question because when we first started out, it became very evident there was no comprehensive guide telling us what to do, where to go, where to stay, all those questions that any traveler would have. So we had to do the research on our own. But there was absolutely a plan. We would start out by picking stadiums that were geographically near each other so that we could ideally drive from city to city. And then once we figured out which stadiums were available, we had to find a week or 10-day period where all the teams in that region were in town. Mm. Because in many cases, when you have two teams in the same city, they're intentionally not in town at the
right.
same time. So you had to arrange that. And then within the cities, we would have to look up what were the most interesting things that sports-oriented people would want to do. Where were they? What were their hours? Did the hours conflict with the ball game times and et cetera? So it took a tremendous amount of planning, and that's really why we wrote the book, was to help other people who may not have the time or inclination
right.
to do all the research.
Because it's a lot.
Well, and it's very yeah. detailed. So, you know, it Stan, is. As you just said, you know, you and Eric, you wrote a book about your travels, and I want to read an excerpt, as I mentioned earlier, from Going Yard. That's the name of the book, folks. As it connected with me, and I think it's going to do the same for many of our listeners, as it underscores the personal connection of what you did. So I'm going to read just a quick excerpt, and then I want you to share your thoughts with us. Then there were those wonderful nights after each game when we'd return to our hotel room, shut off the lights, and relive the game, the stadium, and the day. It was oftentimes in those quiet moments that we had our deepest, most meaningful conversations about something even more important than baseball, life. We'd talk about everything. We'd discuss all the stuff we couldn't delve into when others were around. We weren't father and son. We were a couple of close friends spending the best moments of our lives together, and I'm not sure it can ever be replicated. In retrospect, that's what these trips were really all about. The ballparks are special because each is unique and many are loaded with history, but in the end, the stadiums were nothing more than a foil for something much larger. This was the greatest father-son bonding experience of our lives. What do you think?
Who would you like to respond? Eric?
Yeah, how about Eric?
Eric, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you touched on there. You really hit the nail on the head. I mean, at this point in my life, now that I'm more grown up, I really think of my dad as one of my best friends, and I could go to him for anything, whether it's family-related, business-related, or anything else going on in my life, which is something really cool because seeing the relationship with a lot of people I know and their parents is just completely different from that. How I feel towards my dad. So it's really cool when I talk to him 4 or 5 days a week every week. So we're really close, and I would imagine these trips had a lot to do with that.
I would absolutely think so. And the fact that you started when you were 8 and you went through all your teenage years, so whatever was going on in your personal life and whatever trials and tribulations that the teenagers go through, you were going through all of that, but you still had this consistency with your dad every year. That's powerful.
Absolutely.
So is there you went to all these stadiums. Give us just a couple. We've got about 2 minutes left, so maybe from each of you, one or two items that really stick out from a stadium, an event, or something you experienced that you want to share with us.
Eric,
go ahead first, Dad.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, so Wrigley Field holds a particularly dear spot in my heart, as I'm a huge Cubs fan. And we saw a game-ending hit, which was phenomenal. They were down the whole game, and then in the bottom of the ninth, they won it. And then we went crazy, and what made it more fun than even normal was the fact that that was just about the first stadium we went to. So that kind of kicked off the trip,
okay.
And it was wonderful.
Eric, what about you?
Yeah, so two things really stick out to me. The first was, I think it was one of our first stadiums as well. It was in St. Louis. I'm really not sure how my dad was able to pull this one off, but we were able to get on the field during batting practice and meet all of the Cardinals players, and they were playing the Cubs that day too, and so got to meet a bunch of the Cubs players too. We met Albert Pujols, we met Jim Edmonds, Edgar Renteria, Mike Mussini, all these really, really great players, and that was one of our first stadiums we had gone to on any of these trips, so that kind of set the tone for everything, and that really sticks out in my mind a lot too, and kind of took it full circle, and I was able to see Albert Pujols get his 3,000 hit in Seattle last year, so that was really cool. And then another one is going to Fenway Stadium. Obviously, as a huge baseball fan, seeing Fenway and seeing the Green Monster and all of that was just an amazing experience. We took a tour of the stadium, got on the field there as well, and then we saw David Ortiz hit a walk-off home run.
Well, so you had a great experience.
Wow.
I actually brought me back. Mary and I, we took our boys to St. Louis when the new Busch Stadium opened. I know they won the World Series that year. It was a great experience. That is a great ballpark as well. Well, Stan and Eric, listen, we are so happy for what you were able to accomplish and certainly this connection that you're now both going to share forever. So, folks, if you want to read the full story or gain Stan and Eric's insights into the various ballparks and what to do and how to do it, pick up their book, Going Yard. And, guys, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, I just hit the release button on Stan and Eric, and that certainly, again, that shows the personal connection of travel.
It
and
does.
Just,
what a decade and of an
parenthood
adventure
and
for them. Yeah, all of it. And it really is an actually well-written book with really personal stories and a lot of information about the ballparks.
Pick it up, folks. Going Nord. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, so it's a terrific time for you to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. You can let us know what you think about the segment. And after these sponsor messages, there's more RM World Travel coming right up, so stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.